Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Treakey, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and our podcast is called Body Confidence LOA Style. And today we're going to be talking about when things don't really go our way, or we're not sure of how to proceed with a certain challenge that we have. And before we go into that, Sharon, tell everybody what you're up to and where they can contact you.
Okay, so I think these days I'd like to be contacted on Facebook because I've been learning more and more about it, and I'm just starting to like that platform. You can reach me at Sharon Treakey, In Sync Coach, In Sync Coaching, INSYNC, In Sync Coach, COACH. And I would love for you guys to contact me there and send your questions and send your stories. I really love to hear from you. How about you, Steph?
Well, and just to point out, as you stay on the call today, it's only going to be about 25 minutes. We have a special offer for you, so stay tuned to that by the end of our call. So you can contact me, Coach Stephanie Wood, at gmail.com, or you can go to my website, bodyawe.com, and there's lots of goodies on there that you could get for free, and you can also contact me there, bodyawe.com. So Sharon and I were talking the other day about how can body confidence support us during a period in our time that makes us uncomfortable. So Sharon, yeah. I'm sure you could tell our audience something that's made you uncomfortable lately.
Yeah, it's very easy to find, you know, I think that what makes me uncomfortable is when I think I can control a situation and then I realize that it's better to let go of the need to control that situation, because it when you give up, it really, I feel like when we give up the need to control, there's no more fight. There's no more anger. There's no more push and pull. We always have a push and pull when it comes to something that we want, or we want to control the results of something. And so when we release that, we're really free to just accept what is and to come up with a solution when we have to.
Now, when you're in that process, is there a certain tool or technique that you use to increase your body confidence on not controlling and letting go?
Yes. Yeah, so it's so funny. My mom took me to this course. It was called the Release Technique. And it was founded in the 70s by a man named Lester Levin that was told he could go home and, you know, by his doctors that he would go home and just die because his cancer had taken over his whole body, and that was all that they could do for him. So this man decided to just created this technique of asking himself if he could release that emotion. You know, he would have an emotion, let's say he'd be in traffic and he'd want to scream at somebody. He would say, you know what, can I release that need to control? Can I release the need to be angry? Or can I release? And through this technique, he found that by letting go, he gained power. He was, you know, he became stronger, and his intuition became clearer. And the truth, what happened at the end was that he cured himself from cancer because he gave up the anger. You know, the push and the pull is what causes us to get anger. That push and pull is, you know, I'm angry. This person could make me angry. This thing situation doesn't work out, and I'll hold it inside. So releasing gave him health.
Now let me ask you: Is there? As you're talking, I'm thinking of a personal situation where I'm in control mode. And you know what? I think we all have a lot of practice being in control mode. How about you?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I do it all the time. And yeah. But when I feel it in my body, when I'm in control mode, my body is going, excuse me, can you just cut it out? And I'll just ignore her. And she'll say it louder. And then I'll ignore her. And she'll say it even louder. And then I do get to a point where my body is helping me. It's not just a mind thing saying, let go, let go. For me, it has to be mind and body and what's in my heart. So I'm in the process of packing to go to a different state and trying to be in control of what you want to pack. Not happening.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but you got to get it done.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've experienced the packing.
Yes, I did. But you know what it is also? There's also a piece there, and it's called trust. Trusting that your instincts and your, you know, you've done this before and you can do it. You know, the need to, there's a difference between needing to control every bit of it and get it done right, and it's like judgment in that.
Oh, it's that. I like that phrase you use, getting it done right. Yeah. Like, God forbid, I should forget something.
Right.
What's going to happen to me? Am I going to die? I don't think so.
Yeah. So you just go buy another brush, or you, or, you know.
I thought I packed that. Where is it?
Right. Right. So then there's a holding on to maybe something that you are holding on. When you judge yourself like that, I'm holding on to, maybe I made a mistake once before. I'm holding on to that because I screw up. And so I'm going to hold on to that memory, and that it's going to stay inside of me. And so there's a relief in the body when we just let it go. When you say, you know what, I'm going to release this need to hold on to this memory that I one time forgot something and I berated myself. And I'm sick.
Well, I know it's also interesting because with this packing scenario, you're right when you say, okay, so I forgot my vitamins. Like I can't go to the store and buy a new one, a new package, right?
Right.
I have that option.
Right. Yeah.
So why... You know, we always ask a what and how question in coaching. You know, how can we set the stage for particular situations that make us uncomfortable? Do we have to feel, like in Law of Attraction, contrast to clarity, do we have to feel the anger and uncomfortableness first to see the contrast to clarity? I mean, does that always happen the way we've been programmed?
Yeah, I think that we do. We do automatically want, we see the contrast and what we want and what we don't want, right? We see that, which is a good thing. But then we don't realize that we have a choice to let go of that need. Once we
what happens if our body confidence is at a low point? And just saying it, oh yeah, Stephanie, you have to just let go. And my body, you know, it's just
right.
No synchronicity. How do we, is there a technique or tool that we can use to get to that point?
I think what it is acknowledging how you feel about it and then choosing to let it go. I'm not saying, like if I told you, hey, you know, Stephanie, just let it go. Or if your friend told you, you'd be like, go jump in the lake, you know, like get out of here. But if we ask ourselves, if you stop and you say, okay, this is how I'm feeling right now, can I let this go? Is it okay? Can I let this go? When you ask the question to yourself, then you can say, you can choose. you can say, yeah, I cooked.
Well, I would go a little step further, which you mentioned also, is that I will be in concert with my body. You know, is this control moment really making me feel good? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Feeling okay. I mean, I had something with the bank yesterday. Something wasn't right in my statement. And I was getting very angry at this representative who just wasn't helping me. And I could feel it build up, and I had to control, which is a good thing, my voice, because I didn't want to be mean to this representative. But then, you know, like this morning when I saw the statement, and I just said to myself, okay, Steph, we'll work it out. But I'm not going to put my whole mind, body, and spirit into this one thing to make it better.
So here's the thing, Steph. Let's say at that moment you were ready to explode, and then you asked yourself, like she stepped away and you said, you know what, can I release the need to control what she says?
Well, that takes practice, because my anger and frustration, those emotions totally was, I could feel it build up like a bomb ready to explode.
I think that like at that moment, do you think that you're present at that moment when you're feeling those emotions? Are you in your body at that moment?
No, I was the good question. I was totally in my head, and to make it right, had to make it right because I had other things to do that day.
Right. So then when you were in your head and you weren't in your body. So like
I wasn't in my body. That's the whole thing with body confidence. If my body confidence is elevated, then using the technique that you suggest will work. But if I'm still in that low level of consciousness.
Right.
I literally, what I had to do was I said to this gentleman, I have an appointment. I have to go. So that I got off the phone, moved around, did something else, and found synchronicity between my mind and my body. But I had to move away. I couldn't do it then.
Wow. I think that is power, because you knew what you needed. And that, I think that shows a lot of control.
Well, I would have killed him. I mean, I had to get out.
And you know, here's the thing. Here's the most interesting part of that. When what? Situations like that happen, a lot of times when we're forced to swallow it.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, when we're forced to, let's say situations happen and we can't control it and we have to accept it by force, and inside of us we're fighting and we're
preparing. Oh no, I can't do that. I become a monster.
But so it happens, you know, like, so I'll say with kid, when I have, you know, with my kids, sometimes there's a lot of times where I would just, you just need to accept that this is what it is.
Give me a horror situation like I just gave you.
A horror situation. You know, I have one kid who just, he can't take his face off of his computer. He'd rather stay home than go out, and it's a problem. And so this is a situation that I know that when I try to control it, it gets worse, because he'll answer me.
Okay, tell me what you do. Literally, do you yell at him? Do you say time to get off or doing something?
You know what I do is I just, when I see him, I give him a lot of love and acceptance, and I pray that he's going to want to be near me, not feel guilty or feel, you know, shame. I know that doesn't work.
Yeah, but he must know that you're manipulating him.
That he knows what I want. He knows I want to see him, you know, at least once a month.
You could do cartwheels in front of him. You know? Like, go ahead, Mom.
Yes, but I know that if I make myself the kind of person he would want to see, he would miss, then he's more likely to pull him away from. If I give him acceptance and love, he's more likely to, you know, pull away from something he enjoys. He enjoys the computer. So he's more likely to come visit me and see me and talk to me in that situation. But it's not easy. A lot of times.
That's quite a challenge.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll hold it in. And you know what I noticed, Steph? Mm-hmm. I'll scream when I have to swallow it. And I know it's uncomfortable. And it's uncomfortable. So why do we do that? Why do we have to? Why, when our body confidence is low, we want to eat something? We want to soothe ourselves with something that would, we choose the body. We choose to soothe that body with food or with, sometimes it's inactivity. We just want to, I want to stay in my bed or something like that. When things get so hard to deal with.
So, but if we remember when we do that, that it really doesn't help.
Right.
But again, with law of attraction principles, we have to acknowledge, I will have that. Like when I was on the phone with the banker, I was feeling totally disassociated with my body confidence and my body.
Right.
Then when the anger and the frustration got so hot, thank God my mind kicked in, because with the principles that you and me teach and practice, we've got to hold on to those principles and techniques. Yeah. Because, I felt myself ready to say something that I would regret. And so then I made up the story. I have to get off.
Right. Right. Well, I think that was wise. I think that was wise to do that.
Well, for him, he was probably so relieved. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I'm not going to talk to that customer. I'm getting out of the customer service business.
Right.
This is not for me.
Definitely not.
So, Sharon, before we go on, tell people how they can contact you. And please stay on the call for another couple minutes, and we'll tell you what our surprise gift is. Okay. Sharon, how can they...
Sure. Well, you could reach me on InSync Coach. That's InSync Coach. You could also reach me on Facebook at Sharon, that's my Facebook, Sharon Shrieky InSync Coach. I would love for you to reach me there, or SharonShrieky@gmail.com, SharonShrieky@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. How about you, Steph? I know you got goodies.
BodyAwe.com, BodyAwe.com. And you know what, Sharon? I know we have about 10 more minutes of the call, but before we go more into our coaching conversation, what we want to offer everybody on the call is to, when you send either Sharon or to myself your story, your challenge, anything around body confidence or anything in general, we will in turn give you a free consultation, either on that subject or on anything that's going on with you now.
Absolutely. And, it's a full confidentiality. That's for sure.
Oh, no, I'm going to blast it out to the world. Come on, Sharon. We just say that. We don't mean it. It's going to be all over Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And we do our calls on Zoom because that's an easy way for us to communicate together without being charged a phenomenal fee. And we deal with international clients. So wherever you are, we'll decide on the time zone and we're on our way. Yeah. So Sharon, I've been learning a lot from our conversation so far. So what I've learned about is control really creates emotions that can be very uncomfortable in your body. Yeah. And if we know, even if we're lying to ourselves and we say, let go, at least that's a start.
Yeah. I think so. What I was saying about this technique that I learned was asking yourself the question, can I release this need to control this telemarketer? can I release the need to have my son want to see me or want to, you know, can I release that,
yes,
that
heartfelt
need to, and so when we ask a question, our brain will, you know, will answer, you know, our brain will say, or will say yes. And then for some reason, something is released inside of us. So something is like, it's like a switch. And I say this because I think it has a lot to do with body confidence. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it more and more because I have a tool that I call Just Move.
Just Move.
Just
yes.
Move is my yes. tool because that gets me engaged with my body and that gets me engaged with my body confidence to elevate it. Just Move. I mean, just moving from one room to another. And yeah. getting out of that, I mean, in Law of Attraction, we talk about reframing. You reframe, meaning you use words that elevate your consciousness to better see things clearly. And reframe is when you just change the words, like we're doing now. Take out control, cross it out. Come on your piece of paper, yeah. cross it out. Yeah. And put in let go. But then we have to take it a step further, I believe. When you let go, remember how it feels.
Yeah. You know, I think something just clicked inside of my brain when you said you move. And so by moving, it's almost like saying I move, therefore I am here. I am present. Because do you ever realize when you're not present in your body, you don't move. You're like in your bubble over your head. You're like not present. But when we are in movement, we return to our body. It almost snaps us out of the you know, being in that bubble over our head, you know, fog of, you know, of this is what I always do. I'm just going to do it without thinking, you know? So I find it very interesting and illuminating that you do that. That's amazing.
It's a reminder to do that. So for instance, if I'm stuck in my head over something ridiculous that I'm trying to control, I call it a technique. I call it a tool to remember to do.
Yeah, it brings you back into your body. Mm. It brings you back in touch with who you are, with what you are, with who you are. I think it's amazing. And it's great. It's very in line with how you know, with the body knowledge system and how you teach people and how you, it's very, you know, in sync with it. I love that. It's smart. Awesome.
So what would you really like, if you could put in a couple words, what would you really like people to remember from our call?
So I think that, you know, when life presents challenges that we have to accept and we're forced to accept because that's just how sometimes it is, I think that if we present it to ourselves as a question, can I release this need? It's a little bit more, it's kinder to our body than saying, I just have to swallow this. You know, it's kinder. It's almost like giving ourselves back control because we're choosing to let it go. We're presenting it as a question and we are answering. So it does give us a little bit control back because we can choose. And so that's what I think. How about you, Stefan? What did you take from this conversation?
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge when we're in the heat of the moment. Okay, give yourself a break.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
You know, again, back to the banker, I knew that my body and my heart could not deal with this situation. So why prolong it?
But you knew that you had to move. So you
get the hell out of there.
You took a hiatus and you moved your body. And then you were better able to handle whatever emotions were coming up.
But it's interesting to notice that when you are, I mean, my body actually was heating up.
Wow.
Literally. Because I was very frustrated with what had happened that I had no control of.
Right.
And, you know, these stupid sayings in, to yourself like, oh, how dare they do that?
Wow.
You know, this is my account. How could they come in there and just take it upon, you know, all these things. But it was interesting this morning when I just put it to rest.
Wow.
It's fine.
That's
great. But again, it had to take more movement. I had to eat a good dinner. I had to go to sleep, have good dreams. You know, I had to go through that whole process with my body to then look at that piece of paper that was troubling me yesterday and just go, okay.
Wow. Ah, you gave yourself some love and you came out victorious. That's great. Well, Steph, I think that we forgot to tell the audience your information. I know I gave mine.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bodyawe, bodyawe.com, like an awesome. And again, Sharon and I will see you next week. And, you know, send us by email or Facebook a challenge that you have. And we will in turn give you a free consultation.
Yep.
We're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let go. That's our saying today.
All right. Let it go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.